Millions who have trouble waking up every morning, hit the snooze a few too many times, need that morning cup of coffee to get you started. Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a popular speaker, constitutional attorney, a Reagan appointee to the Bicentennial Commission on the U.S. Constitution, and the author of 20 books, including A Choice, Not an Echo, the popular phonics teaching system, Turbo Reader, and her new book, Feminist Fantasies. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
After divorce, family courts routinely rubber stamp child custody evaluators who routinely recommend mother custody, with the father getting so-called visitation only every other weekend. This is despite the mountain of social science research presented in Dr. Warren Farrell's book, Father and Child Reunion, which proves that the best interest of the child of divorced parents is usually to give the child equally shared parent time. Two dozen different measures listed in Dr. Farrell's book indicate that equally shared custody is better for children than mother custody. Dr. Farrell's book explains how most fathers provide benefits that mothers usually do not. Yet family courts typically rule as though fathers have no value except their money, and routinely banish fathers who have not been proven to have committed any misdeed from the lives of their children except for every other weekend. Dr. Farrell describes how this typical custody pattern is a loser for the child, causing intense feelings of deprivation and depressive behavior. American courts are presumed to be based on an adversarial system, with each side arguing its best case, subject to standards of due process, evidence, and proof. Somehow, that does not function in family courts. Family courts force fathers to submit to interrogations and evaluations by court-chosen psychotherapists. Fathers are forced to pay the high fees of these private practitioners whom they have not hired, whose services they do not want, and whose credentials and bias are suspect. Michael Reagan, in his new book called Twice Adopted, tells how, as the child of divorced parents, he only got to see his father, Ronald Reagan, on alternating Saturdays. Michael Reagan wrote, "To an adult, 2 weeks is just 2 weeks, but to a child, having to wait 2 weeks to see your father is like waiting forever."
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Have you visited our website? It's your source for a conservative perspective on education, government, family, and the latest liberal agenda. At www.eagleforum.org, you can write Congress, join Eagle Forum, and download our congressional scoreboard, our first reading test, even this radio broadcast. Log on to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cardivite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cardivite, that's all changed now.
I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cardivite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cardivite.
We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing.
Makes you feel good.
Go to fights. Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and the man who says, do something productive. Help starve a feeding bureaucrat. Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Yesterday, I talked about this World Water Forum. I just came from our engineer's office, and he said, what are you going to talk about today? And I said, you wouldn't understand it if I explained it to you. I said, this stuff you can't just come up and say, hey, this is the way it is. People don't believe you, number one. Secondly, you have to prove it to folks, and they don't want to be proven. And I said, let me just give you a little quick synopsis here. I said, it's all about water. And I said, in the state of Missouri, I said, our legislature has passed a law now that the government has the authority to put a meter on your water well. And I said, that's happened in several other states that they are putting meters. They haven't put any on here in Missouri, why would they want to do that? Then you have to go back and explain, well, this isn't coming from within. This is a big thing. It's going on all over the world. And yesterday I talked about an alternative world water forum that's being held or was going to be held in Geneva, in Switzerland. And the forum is proposing introducing a 1 cent tax on water worldwide. See, people say, well, they can't do that. Can't they? You see, the United Nations is, a lot of people say, oh, it's a paper tiger. You know, it comes up with all these resolutions and things, but they don't have any authority. They don't until we sign treaties, and these world treaties let this sort of thing happen. You've seen it happen through the NAFTA and GATT. You can see what GATT has done, NAFTA has done, and we can now be sued by some little dinky country that never had anything except the opportunity to sign a NAFTA treaty or a GATT treaty. And now they can turn around and they can sue us over practically nothing as long as they call it world trade. So this gives the UN a powerful grip that it never had, and most people don't even realize it has today. Now, I want to go back and discuss this World Water Forum a little bit more. They want a global water parliament, and they're going to hold meetings in Brussels on that next year. It'll establish the rules to assure the equitable distribution of water. It's called Water for Life. The United Nations is going to launch this global campaign called Water for Life, and they want public financing and democratic control of water. Now do you see how some of this stuff is coming together? How they want the watershed programs, how they want the meters on the water well. A professor, and I mentioned this in yesterday, but I kind of want to recap before I go into the rest of the program. a professor in Switzerland called for water to be excluded from the negotiations at the World Trade Organization on the liberalization of services and said the World Bank should stop requiring the privatization of water as a condition for granting loans. In other words, the UN does not want private water. They say water belongs to everyone. It's everywhere, but yet it doesn't belong to you. The fact that it runs through your property, the fact that you have a well in your backyard, the fact that you have a rain barrel. Remember we were talking about in Oregon, and I don't remember which town it was. It's probably Salem, because that's where most of these goofy things take place. You can't even have a rain barrel without getting a government permit. Now, I asked Jeff to get on the internet this morning and look up some of these terms that we used yesterday, like Water for Life, Alternative World Water Forum, a Global Water Parliament. And here's what he came up with. Water for Life, decade launched on World Water Day 2005. The IAEA and 22 United Nations partners work to bring clean water to all. Now, what in the world is the IAEA? Well, you do a little more research. It is the International Atomic Energy Agency. Did you know that we had an International Atomic Energy Agency? Anyhow, the IAEA, as one of 23 UN organizations belonging to UN Water, which is coordinating the Water for Life decade, is committed to help its member states achieve them. The IAEA, through its Water Resources Program, they spell program as programmy, is offering responses to global water issues. It's a programming on isotope and nuclear-related. They always spell stuff like they do over there, you know, P-R-O-G-R-A-M-M-E. Okay, but anyway, its program on isotope and nuclear-related techniques are widely recognized as effective and unique tools for obtaining information for a broad range of water resource management issues. Managed, they've got to manage the water. And that's why we're seeing the I was just out there a couple of days ago, but it is the Illinois Kaska or something of that nature river. That's going to be a big land grab. I don't think there's any doubt about it. They're going to do everything they can to control that particular water, and there's a couple lakes involved with that. You watch and see what happens. And if you own land along there, you're going to lose some property rights. You can just bet on that happening. Anyway, the water-related projects in this International Atomic Energy Agency member states help assess groundwater resources in, looky here, Ethiopia, Pakistan, Morocco, and seven Latin American states. This is a worldwide thing. So if you happen to be in a watershed program in your community, hey, it's going to happen worldwide. Get ready for it. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanol, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbend Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbend Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbendPureSoap.com.
And we have returned. Now, we're talking about this watershed plan that the United Nations is coming up with. It's taking place as we speak. They're getting ready to go to Geneva with the alternative water form. They want to tax your water so that they'll have money to carry out this plan. And the International Atomic Energy Agency is one of 23. It's a United Nations agency, by the way. It's one of 23 UN Water for Life Decade agencies that's committed to help its member states. So, what's going to happen here? Well, to mark the start of the International Water for Life Decade, a website is being launched that will link to related information and activities in support of the decade. They think in a 10-year period of time, they're going to get control of the water. That's what it amounts to. And they're off to a running start, people. They're headed downhill. It's a-going. These would include water-related activities and programs in other UN agencies. Activities for World Water Day will be guided by the Water for Life theme. Water-related organizations, UN agencies, NGOs, those are non-governmental agencies like the Sierra Club, national and local water authorities are organizing events all over the world to celebrate the occasion. This is an urgent matter of human dignity, stated UN Secretary General Kofi Annan in his message to launch the Water for Life Decade. Together we can provide safe, clean water to all the world's people. Now, in our own programs here, I'm looking at Missouri Watershed Programs, Land Use Control, Water Meters Bill, and then the Clean Water Standards, where they talk about whole body contact. Whole body contact means that the water is swimmable and drinkable. They want all of the Earth's waters to be swimmable and drinkable. Now, just think about that a minute. Maybe if you live in a high-rise apartment and work in an air-conditioned office, you can see that you wouldn't know any better that what water ain't all swimmable and drinkable, and there's no way you can make it that way. unless we get rid of the turtles and the fish and the crawdads and the muskrats and the ducks and the otters and the snakes and the geese, because all those varmints are in that water. And they do the nastiest stuff in that water. I mean, they carry on activities that, I mean, X-rated stuff right there in that water. So how are we ever going to make that water drinkable? Well, you're not. But that's not the point. It's people control. That's what it's all about. Together we can provide safe, clean water for all the world's people, says Kofi Annan. The world's water resources are our lifeline for survival and for sustainable development in the 21st century. Now, I hear music, which means we're going to take a break. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome. Nobody's beating on the floor today. The lines are open, so we should be able to visit. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our product or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Returned. Now get ready for World Water Day, and this thing's going to go on for 10 years. It's a decade of this, and it's within 10 years, the United Nations says it's going to have control over all the watersheds all over the world. I've already quoted you the fact that they're working on Morocco and where Ethiopia and Pakistan and several Latin American countries. So, hey, this is a worldwide thing, so when they start their little land use control project and your water meter bill in your state and your wetlands monitoring and your volunteer, your stream teams, hey, it's happening all across the globe because this is a global thing. Now, let's go back to World Water Day. Will be the starting day for this international decade for action, proclaimed by the United Nations General Assembly in its resolution. A resolution 58217, that was done. UN Department of Economic and Social Affairs, UNDESA, Division for Sustainable Development, 2 United Nations Plaza, Room DC 22220, New York, New York 10017, USA. Got a telephone number if you really want to call them. Get this information and see what what they're doing, what they're planning. And these plans work out. I mean, they do these things, okay? The United Nations, and again, you know, if you talk about United Nations, you just fell off of the turnip wagon because you were looking for black helicopters. That's what they want to make everybody think. They want to make you think anybody that even mentions United Nations is a wacko. Well, get their own information and you'll see who the wacko really is. Now, this is coming right directly from the UN about World Day for Water. The United Nations General Assembly adopted Resolution ARES Res 47193 of the 22nd December 1992. So, see, this has been going on for 13 years. We just now started catching on to what's happening. It's that's the year they declared World Day for Water to be observed starting in 1993 in conformity with the recommendations of the United Nations Conference on Environment and Development, UNCED, contained in Chapter 18, Agenda 21. I just happen to have Chapter 18 of Agenda 21. I have not had time to read it. It's stuff's hard to read. It's not fun to read. But you're going to have to get this stuff, go through it, underline the good parts, or in the case, the good parts are really the bad parts, take it around and show it to people. Say, look, this comes right from there. That comes from the source. Okay, now, I got this email from a listener that was listening yesterday. Derry, the subject is Greeny Weenies and the Water Solution. Heard you today talking about the problem the folks are having in the Midwest and beyond with the environmentalists tying up water rights with meters on wells. Well, one of the first states that we got this from was not in the Midwest. It was, if I remember right, wasn't it Pennsylvania, I believe, was the first call we got. Said, hey, we've had meters on wells for a while. And we're talking about privately owned wells, all right? Anyway, she says, tying up water rights with meters on wells, taxation, and any other way they can weasel into your property and take what's being given to you by God Almighty. Leave it to the Chinese. Go to the website, Hyflux, HYFLUX.com. These people are making water out of air. They have their institutional size units in southern Thailand, where the tsunami hit, and are supplying their water needs. No need for the UN to intervene. Our expensive shipments of water by air, sea, or rail. Wonder what the greeny weenies would do then. No taxes to collect. No meters to install. Leave the ranchers and the families alone and pay rental fees to the Chinese. Or perhaps they can reduce the number of environmental agents and buy some of these units in their place. Sounds like a good plan to me. Be listening. Jeannie, it is a good plan. So I did what you said. I went to Hyflux.com, and talks about how you can freshen up, aquavate yourself, versatile, source-independent, high-performance water generator. But we did a little more research. Jeff found this for me. The Germans can also get water out of the air, and it looks like maybe they're a little bit further along than the Chinese are. A German company called Aqua Society announced that it was perfecting a method of extracting drinking water from air humidity in hopes it will help overcome shortages around the world. Aqua Society said the prototypes of its machines, which it claims are capable of producing up to 260 gallons of drinking water a day, were being tested. The company said the devices rely on condensation technology that was used to cool air in German mines. The machines mean there would no longer be a need for water catchment areas and would reduce shortages and transport costs. The announcement comes as the United Nations begins its International Decade for Water. See, this German company already knows about this UN thing. Aimed at drawing attention to the plight of the world's most plentiful but most abused resource. Now, I've been making water out of air for years. When we built our home, the home we are in now, the only really home I ever built, it's been 30 years ago. We don't live too far from the Missouri River, where the humidity is tremendous in the summertime particularly. We have a finished basement, and the stuff was getting moldy, so my wife went out and bought a dehumidifier. It's just a little one. It's just a little bitty one. And it will catch a couple gallons of water twice a day in the summertime. This takes it out of the air. So I don't know why they act like they've really got something here. It looks to me like all they have are dehumidifiers, but we'll discuss that more right after these messages. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Derry Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aranair.us. 2005 has arrived. And which assets can offer you the best protection, profit potential, and privacy? Gold and silver, that's right. Again, gold and silver. Most Americans are intrigued by gold and silver, but simply do not understand how it is traded or even valued day to day, according to Swiss America CEO Craig Smith. But that's all about to change as gold continues to make new headlines, including CNN. It seems since 2000, Swiss America has been featured on many CNN programs, which have just been assembled into a new DVD entitled CNN Rediscovers Gold, and is yours free by calling 800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUY-COIN. Find out why gold and United States rare coins are fast becoming the best investments of the 21st century. Directly from Craig Smith, the man who wrote the book on it. Call now, 1-800-BUY-COIN.
Smart growth, sustainable development, and planning and zoning. Do you and your friends and family understand what these words really mean? Get the video, Not So Smart Growth. Filmmaker Timothy Smith documents how property rights are being destroyed by the plan, Vision 2020, and the approved land use plan. This is the plan being used to restrict you from making private land use decisions and moving people off the land into sustainable communities. Not So Smart Growth recorded events as they unfolded in South Carolina, but this is the same plan being used all across the country, yes, even where you live. Get the video, Not So Smart Growth, and show it to everyone you know. This will wake people up to what is really going on in America and how serious this issue is. To order Not So Smart Growth, send $17. Check cash or money order to Smart Growth Video, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. Indicate your preference of VHS or DVD.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says, irony is when a person chokes and dies on a lifesaver, Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned. With talking about this water thing and how these corporations now have come up with how to make water out of the air. You know, that's been going on for a long, long time, as I mentioned. Dehumidifier, thank you. We've had a dehumidifier in our basement for many, many years now. I think we're going through our second one, but they don't last forever. The little motor in there wears out or something. Anyway, they get tired and quit. But I hooked the thing up with a little rubber tube on it and let it set on the bar. We've got a wet bar, and just let it set on there and just drip down into the sink. And that didn't suit the homeowner. She said, you can't let it do that. So she makes us clean it out twice a day. And it, I don't know, I'd say it holds a gallon to a gallon and a half of water. And it's a little thing. I mean, it's not very big at all, but you can imagine what a gallon and a half of water would be. It's got a pan under it that size, and then it sets above it. But I've often thought, you know, all you'd have to do is just have this thing where it would run off of sun power, solar power or something, and you could make your own water. Now, one of the references that they'll give you in the desert, and I set to one of these courses once upon a time, many, many years ago, you're supposed to carry, and that was before we even had the good plastic that we have today, but you could take, to carry plastic in your backpack, which I've never put on a backpack, I got a saddlebag, but anyway, you take this piece of light plastic, and at night, you lay this plastic out, and you fix it so the water runs to the middle of it, and you know, it collects the dew, it condenses, and then you've got drinking water for tomorrow. Now, I've never done that, but I'm sure it'll work. Anyway, let's go to Bob in Ohio. Hi, Bob, you're on the air.
Hey, good to say hello. I was listening to you on 1540 AM.
Good.
But here it goes. You said something about a group of nuclear agencies, and then you also said something about water. And it triggered a 1958 memory, if you'll forgive me. And that is a Reader's Digest. Oh, no. Weekly Reader. Yeah, Weekly Reader.
I read your mind, didn't I?
Yeah, thanks a lot. And what it said was, hey, you know, nuclear energy is really good because someday electricity is going to be as cheap as running water. Well, I think nobody ever thought we'd be paying $1 a pint.
Can you know, when I first saw them come out with bottled water, I thought, how stupid could somebody be? Number one, who thinks anybody's going to buy it? You'd have to be stupid to produce it. Secondly, who would be stupid enough to buy? I have honest can say I've never bought a bottle of water.
Yeah.
But but hey, you see people running around those little bitty bottles all the time.
Okay, and then just one more thing, and this is on gold, because everybody always says gold goes up and down.
Uh-huh.
In 1865, a pint of gold, an ounce of gold cost $300.
You got a pint on your mind.
Yeah, there you go. A pint of something. But at any rate, in 1865, after the Civil War, gold was $300 an ounce, and today it's 400 and some. But the question is, it took that long to come up with a number that was only one-fourth more. On the other hand, in 1803, an acre of ground was 6 cents an acre, and today that would mean that if you put it to that gold relationship over the course of a couple hundred years, it'd be 24 cents an acre. So there's no ultimate answer of either land or gold or anything else. But just when you buy and when you sell and when you listen to a good story. So I enjoy your show, and I just thought I'd share that memory of 1958.
I'm glad you read the Weekly Reader back in those days.
Fifth grade. It's really funny because I had a neighbor that was in the nuclear. He was a terrific guy to have in the neighborhood because if you had a physics problem, he could help you with it. See, so even I could understand it. And it was interesting that what you described kicked back that memory, and also it brought the reality of dollar pint water and $300 gold in 1860.
Yeah, I wonder where they get that water.
Oh yeah, in an awful lot of our troops in Iraq right now are on desalinization devices, you know. So
right,
all the thing.
But the water that they sell at these little quick shops and at Walmart, where does that water come from?
Well, it usually comes out of the tap and runs through some charcoal. But I've done some reading on that.
I was going to say, you know, like I mentioned going into this program, you know, they want all the water swimmable and drinkable. But there's turtles and fish and crawdads and muskrats.
Yeah, not only that, it's got to pause and be cleaned out once in a while, and I don't want to swim in that. All right, well, thanks a lot,
Jerry. Hey, Bob, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Now, while we see all these things happening, and I have here a story, and this hit me cold. I had not heard of this. Every day something comes up, and you say, they can't think of any more ways to take our property. Here's another one. This comes from an individual in Michigan, and I asked Jeff to look up. The word is remonumentation. Remonumentation. Do you know what remonumentation is? We couldn't even find it in the dictionary, and it wasn't on the computer, was it, Jeff? Where did we finally get the answer?
It was on the Michigan websites of remonumentation. You put it into Google, and you'll find some results. You put it in the dictionary, and you will not.
Yeah,
so they made it. It's got to catch up with our language before it gets to Google.
Well, it probably originated there in the UN. I don't know that. But it seems like all this goofy talk that people use today, and you see it all the time in their documents. And I'll bet when I get through reading, if I ever get around to reading the rest of that Agenda 21 chapter, whatever it was, that I'll bet that word will be in there. But now, here's what it means. And let me tell you what happened to this one particular person. See if she has a name on here. I think she does, and I can't find it just offhand. But anyway, whether you know it or not, your property is being resurveyed by the state through your county. Now, this is in Michigan. I'll bet you, I will bet you, that if it's happening in Michigan, it's happening wherever you happen to be. These things just don't happen in one state or one county, all right? Let me start over. Whether you know it or not, your property is being resurveyed by the state through your county. The result could cost you thousands of dollars in legal fees because boundary lines are being moved without informing the owners. Now, this is Public Act 345 of 1990, State Economic Growth Site, 6th Biennial Report to the Michigan Legislature. We need to check our legislature, Jeff. I'll bet they've got something just like that here in Missouri. I'll bet it's in Arkansas and Indiana and Ohio and everywhere else. The state survey and remonumentation sections, you must have a abode reader installed to read. Well, I won't go to that. My property is located in Bliss Township in Emmett County and has been remoned. That's what we tried to look up, was the word remoned, and couldn't find it. Not by the county yet, but by the Department of Natural Resources. However, the county has told me that they will most likely adopt the DNR survey, making it official. As a result, my property lines will be moved approximately 150 feet, taking me off the county road and effectively locking me in. I have owned my land for over 30 years. However, to take advantage of the adverse possession laws, I have to go to court to prove I'm eligible. The cost could be as much as $15,000 to reclaim my land. Another attorney said he'd do it for $20,000. In the meantime, someone has tried to claim my land and forced me to go to court to represent myself. Now, this is a direct result of the state's actions, yet there is nothing built into the law allowing the state to do this to private landowners who have paid their taxes and their mortgages for years that give these rent landowners any relief. I want to go on with this after the commercial break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
We were discussing this remonumentation thing whereby the state of Michigan, and we've got a couple of callers here that know more about this than I do. In fact, I have an attorney that works with this, and I think he's from Missouri. But I do know that in Missouri, and it hasn't been too long ago, that the Park Service, which is, I believe it was the Forest Service, the U.S. Forest Service, did a survey here with the satellite surveying thing, and they claimed that an individual's home was on the Park Service's land, just the garage, and they were going to make them tear their garage down. And it got pretty serious, and Governor Bond, he was governor, he's Senator Bond, went to the legislature and got individual federal legislation passed for this one individual so that the Forest Service, because the Forest Service was not going to back down. Now, see if that would have happened. In fact, I know of a deal just like that. These people have built a house. They had the land surveyed, and when they built the fence, it was to go right through part of their buildings. And these are old farm buildings. What difference does it make? Who cares? I mean, what are you going to do with that extra little bit of land anyhow? You know, and people but you cannot reason with a bureaucrat. No way can you reason with a bureaucrat. But anyway, she goes on to say, for others, they'll not know. She said, but didn't know that the state was behind it. For others, they'll not know until the next time they call for a private survey and get their nasty surprise. That's because no one has told you that this is being done. It's being kept very quiet. Even realtors, appraisers, bank mortgage lenders, and civic leaders are not being told what's happening. Let's go to Steve in Missouri. Hi, Steve. You're on the air.
Good morning, Mr. Brownfield.
Yes, sir. You're an attorney that worked with this.
Yes, I'm an attorney. I do a lot of real estate work, and I've run into this several times. What happens is the surveyor, local surveyors, will go out, and they will remonument a corner. When you use that word, I recognized it. Under state statutes, they're authorized to remonument a lost corner, and they will establish that corner, typically using now global positioning system equipment, and they are not bound necessarily to accept any former evidence, although usually the people that live around there, the farmers that live around there, know where the corners are, but the trees have been destroyed or lost. The original survey was done, I believe, in 1848, and they monumented it by marking stones or marking trees. And what will happen is they'll remonument those corners, and sometimes they're off 20, 30, 40 feet. And, of course, it really throws the neighborhood into a tizzy, and we're all in court litigating over quiet title suits and trying to figure out where the boundaries are. You mentioned the Park Service, and the rule is that you cannot establish adverse possession against the government, so they don't have to recognize those boundaries, and they don't. We have a lot of Forest Service land in this area, and they simply won't recognize an adverse possession boundary, and they'll tell you that, you know, we're going to do a survey, and we've decided here's the line, and that's all there is to it.
And it's tough.
It is tough.
Hey, hang on. Can you stay with me through the commercial break?
Yes, I can.
Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show.
There are two ways to do things, the hard way or the easy way. For example, I can go to my neighbor's house the hard way by going 23,999 and a half miles to the west. Or I can go the easy way, which is just a half mile to the east. Both ways get me to the same place. One way is very expensive and time-consuming. The other way is quick and simple. It's the same way when it comes to protecting your private property rights. There's the hard way or the easy way. The hard way is to go it alone. The easy way is to join the Paragon Foundation. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas. Get a free copy of the Ecologic Powerhouse magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443 or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org.
Solar energy, photovoltaics, wind power, biodiesel, it all really works, and you can cut the startup cost by doing it yourself. Learn how with these instructional videos from moreenergy.org. Larry Rice takes you through the process step by step to show how you too can cut your energy costs. Just call 1-800-228-5284 for more information. That's 1-800-228-5284. Reduce your dependency on big oil companies. Take that first step to becoming energy independent. Learn how to install your own solar water heating system, a photovoltaic system, wind energy system, and make your own biodiesel. Books available to make homemade fuel and plans for creating your own dome home. MoreEnergy.org wants to help you implement renewable energy projects. Video titles are $25 each and can be ordered by MasterCard or Visa by calling toll-free 1-800-228-5284. 1-800-228-5284.
Stay with me just a moment, Steve. Got a call talking about the Steelville meeting tonight, and I don't have the information with me, but it has to do with this water well monitoring bill, and they're holding a meeting in Steelville. It'll be this evening. I'm sure if you go there, you can find it. That's all the information I have with me at the present time. I had some info on that, but I didn't get it today. Anyhow, now, back to you, Steve. You say that... you get into this global positioning system where they reconstruct your boundaries, what happens then?
Well, once they establish your corner, what will typically happen is a private surveyor, say hired by a neighbor, or a lot of times you'll see a new landowner will move into the neighborhood, buy a farm, and they'll want to have it surveyed.
Right.
So they'll hire a surveyor, and he'll come out, and he'll establish a corner. And he has to start at an old government-established corner or somewhere, and he can't find that. So he uses his GPS system, and probably it is, you know, I don't know if it's more accurate. It's been 150-plus years since the survey was done. But he'll reestablish the corner where he deems it's supposed to be. And as a licensed surveyor, he can do that. And, of course, the chance of you finding another licensed surveyor to come in and say that's wrong is pretty slim. So the best you can do is turn to an adverse possession claim, but that will not run against the government.
See, in Missouri, and you're in Missouri,
right?
It seems to me, now I can't quote chapter and verse, I don't know what law it is, but we used to always say if you had a place fenced for X number of years, was it 15 years or something, you could claim adverse possession.
It's 10 years, but
is
in
it
some
10?
Circuits, yeah, in some circuits, and it depends on your circuit judge. And then you have to establish your proof by the five elements of adverse possession. I won't get into all the specifics, but some circuit judges in one of the adjoining circuits here where I practice, they don't believe in adverse possession. They say, we're only going by the survey. We don't think that adverse possession is fair.
But it's a law, is it not?
It is the law, but they are circuit judges, and they have the choice to make the decisions they want. I suppose if
I don't see how a circuit judge can say that they don't have to follow the law. Isn't that what they're there for?
They are there for that, but an adverse possession claim has five elements that you have to establish, and they may find that you didn't establish them.
What are they? Do you know
they are. You have to show that you have possessed the property openly, notoriously, hostily, adversely, and continuously for a period of at least 10 years. And each of those elements has definitions by cases that have been decided in the Court of Appeals.
Interesting. Well, what do you think? Are they going to come along? What about this person here? Now they moved her boundary back, and 150 feet, she doesn't even have the property between her and the highway.
If it's the government that's done it, her only recourse is to turn to the Congress, as you talked about the case that Senator Bond had, because it literally takes an act of Congress to give her that land back. Otherwise, it's not her land.
Steve, I appreciate the call. Keep us informed.
Okay, good talking to you.
You bet. Let's go to John in New York. Hi, John. You're up next. John in New York?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can now. Hi, you're on the air, John.
How you doing?
All right.
Hey, you had a bunch of things happen. I'm a farmer, and I was also in the organic business where I had whey, and I'd use it for my farm. And I also, in the interim of doing all that, I built a golf course that my grandmother had back in the 30s. It was one of the first golf courses in the United States, and my deed was written with the golf course intact of how the land was set up. So anyhow, when we bought the land, there was supposed to be 360 acres. They immediately cut it back to 70 acres, and so you have a one time where the government said, oh, the deed's wrong, and you're just getting 70 acres. So anyhow, back in 1939, that was established. I sold the land three times within the family. We had three warranty deeds. Finally, I went to sell the golf course. We had the farm going, and in the interim, I built a new golf course up because it had been deleted since the 40s and got it reestablished, sold it as a golf course. And when the guy that bought it was having a land dispute with the town a little bit next door, in which our deed said it was ours, and we went to the lawyers and got a lawyer, and the lawyer said, well, we got a three-way win-win-win situation. We win because, number one, the golf course has been established since 1939.
We're going to run out of time. What happened? Real quick.
And we lost 20 acres to the township. They lost all of our documentation that was documented in the county building, and they just made up rules, and they'll change minutes of court. And it was just, hoodlumness is what it was.
And we're out of time.
The clouds and we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.